The Pat Kenny Show
with MasterCard. Share in extraordinary experiences all over the world with priceless cities at priceless.com.
This is News Talk.
Two phones, which yes. are own brand phones, and at least one of which impresses you greatly.
Yes, indeed. So as I mentioned earlier on, you know, own brand phones can sometimes be dismissed because you think, oh, why would I do that? Why would I not just pay for one of the brands that I know and I recognise? But Vodafone are back with two of their own brand phones. And firstly, they're very affordable. So they're called the Vodafone Smart N9 and then the N9 Lite. So the Smart N9, which is the higher of the two, is €130 and the light one is €90. Now let's get the light one out of the way first, right? The light one is, it's a very plasticky, just generic looking Android smartphone.
Okay, now is that price with Vodafone? In other words,
you have to be a Vodafone customer and that's pay as you go. So if you want to top up by your €20 or €40 a month on your, and you're happy to give that €20 or €40 a month to Vodafone, then this phone will cost you €90.
Okay, so for less than €100, you're in the game.
Exactly. So it's running Android, 5.3-inch screen. You know, it's not going to blow anybody away, right? But if you want to spend less than €100, that's there. The phone I really am excited about and I want to tell you about is the Smart N9. So this is, again, running Android. It's a 5.5 HD display, which it looks really, really nice. Oh, that's my phone listening to me there again. Bixby keeps on getting activated. Every time I talk, she's listening to me and then people are giving out. But anyway, so this is, as I said, it's quite a standard Android phone, right? It has a really nice camera, a nice selfie camera. It's a nice sturdy build as well. So, you know, if you drop it or anything like that, you're not going to be overly upset. It reminds me slightly of some of the HTC phones of a few years ago. Remember, HTC mm-hmm. used to be a big player in this game. It has that look. It doesn't look like a cheap phone. As I said, it's €130. But the reason I wanted to talk about it and I wanted to talk about it now is because we know that the kids are going back to school or are back in school and college is starting again. And there's a lot of conversations of, does my child need a smartphone? And that's a conversation that at the moment, you know, the government are saying that schools need to have with parents and the whole shebang. But if you are looking to get your child a smartphone and you want them to have it for a safety point of view, the Vodafone Smart N9 is worth looking at. So as I said, you turn it on, it's basic Android. However, when you go into the settings, there's a thing called emergency mode. And within emergency mode, you can put in 5 contacts from your contacts book. Mm-hmm. And if the child or if the person who owns this phone runs into danger, they can activate emergency mode, which will send an SOS text to those 5 contacts. You can also set it so that it will set off an alarm from the phone and it will also flash the torch.
And can you unobtrusively get into emergency mode and send the signal?
So the way it works is, and again, you'd only really know this if you have the phone, but if I wanted to activate it now, what you do is you just press the power button 7 times and then you have a 10-second counter.
To cancel in case you do it accidentally.
Exactly. But it is kind of hard to do it accidentally. You do have to be going out of your way to do it. And I just think at a time when parents are getting their kids smartphones just so that they can know where they are and keep in touch, it's a really, really nice feature. And as I said, it's a less than 104, it's €130 on pay as you go. So once you pay your €130, you just have to top it up and away you go. It has a headphone jack. It has all the things that you'd require. A really neat little fingerprint scanner. The camera is good. I just think for €130, if you are considering getting your child a smartphone, that is the way to go.
Okay, and that is the Smart N9, and the cheaper one is the Smart N9 Lite. Mm-hmm. All right, now some of the questions coming in. Most common one, can you recommend a good computer for my college-bound daughter doing an arts degree? She will need Word, etc. That's Maria in Wicklow.
Okay, so this is something that has cropped up quite a lot over the last wee while, and I imagine it will continue to do so for a few weeks yet. So we said on the show before, you know, don't go buying the most expensive laptop just because you think it's going to be the best. Look at the requirements. As you said there, a bog standard laptop would do. I would look at something like the Lenovo IdeaPad or the Acer. We reviewed an Acer Pro laptop on the programme last week. So if you go to newstalk.com, you'll find all the details there. Just on the point about needing Word, and I've said this a few times, see if you can get away with just using Google Docs. Save your money. Don't go spending Office if you don't have to. See if that works, particularly for an arts degree. I did an arts degree and I would totally get away with
the
just
other thing
Google
is
Docs.
To find out whether there's a standard machine, like in Trinity, I think it's Apple.
For certain courses, they do have a preference over the operating system. Now, for an arts degree, unless you're majoring in a particular subject that requires
particular
software,
it'll never be a problem. You can use anything you like.
Exactly. Yeah. So I would have a look, as I said, at Lenovo or Acer would be my recommendations. But we did do quite a bit on this last week, so you can find the podcast.
Question for Jess: will you be discussing Android TV boxes at any stage on the show, or has it been done already and on a podcast? Want to quit my too expensive Sky TV? Just have internet and a TV box, but no idea what to get. Looking for movies and kids channels. Basically, is Amazon Fire Stick any good? From Robbie.
So first things, on the Amazon Fire Stick, you are very limited in the content you can access if you are based here in Ireland. It's kind of predominantly for UK and US. In relation to the Android boxes, and I get so many people asking me about this, Android boxes kind of live in a grey area in terms of, the copyright of the content that you're getting, how you're getting it and all the rest. So I haven't spoken about it yet, but I will do my homework and we will talk about it in the coming weeks. If you are looking for an alternative to your traditional Sky package, we've talked about Now TV before, which is a Sky product and you can pay as you go almost. So if you do want an entertainment package, it'll cost you 15 quid. And then you can buy a kids pass, which should have
and
all the kids
channels.
And can
you do it channels. By the month? Say, like, you might only be interested in the last month of the Premier League.
Exactly. That's what we do in my house. Again, you can actually buy the sports passes by the weekend. So if there's a weekend where there's an important match on, we'll just pay for that weekend and then you're laughing. So there are ways to kind of pick and choose and build your ideal TV plan, which will come in significantly cheaper than some of the traditional TV offerings.
I could do with Jess in my house from a 6-year-old who's still learning. I got a message from Apple today saying my iCloud storage is almost full. I already pay 99 cent per month for storage. It's now asking for 2.99 per month. Is there a way to avoid this? I think it's my photos that are taking up my storage. That's from Ellen.
Okay, so iCloud, if you pay for 99 cent, I think you only get a small bit of storage. 2.99 a month is, I think, for 500 gigs or something like that. So you will that'll be the max you'll need to pay. It all adds up. I mean, 3 quid a month is still a lot. You could look at an option like getting Dropbox, which is I think it's €99 for a year and you get a terabyte of storage, which is more than enough. You can also go down the route of using something like Google Photos. Google Photos is completely free, so if you now the only thing is you're on an Apple device, but if you download the Google Photos app and just see if you like it, if you like that interface, and you can move your photos across, and that is free. It may just be easier to pay the $2.99 a month, unfortunately, for the cloud service.
I very seldom use a printer, so could you please suggest one where the ink won't dry out fast and also be cheap to replace? That's from Connie.
Yes, I was looking at this for a few people, because back to college, back to work, people wanting to print off essays or invoices. There is a Canon, and I hope you have a pen because it's one of those annoying names. It's the Canon MG25505. And again, if you've missed that, you will get the podcast after the show, but it's there. It's €30. And because it's Canon, the ink cartridges will be available everywhere. It's a bog standard printer. I'm pretty sure you can photocopy on it if you wanted to, but for 30 quid, you can't really go wrong.
Yeah, some of the cartridges are expensive because the technology in the cartridge head is key.
Yeah.
Whereas I brother printer, for example, where the cartridge is just ink and the technology's in the printer.
That's it. So. And so like you do have those options, but also, you know, as I said, the Canon ones, I would be nervous to buy a printer from a brand that isn't sold everywhere. So I'd stick to Canon, HP or Brother.
My daughter has a lovely affair with an Apple Mac and wants to replace the one she has. She likes their system. What would you advise? One is about $1,000, the other about $1,400. She works from home sometimes and works in finance.
Do you know what I would recommend? If she has a laptop, take it to somewhere like Back from the Future and see if they can refurbish it for you.
They'll put in solid state memory, maybe restore the battery or whatever.
Add a bit of RAM in or whatever. Like, you know, we've spoken about this before. You don't necessarily have to go buying a new laptop each time. So if she has a solid device that she really, really likes, check and see if she can get, you know, a bit of life support into it. If not, again, I'm a big fan. I use a MacBook Pro here in work and I'm a big fan of it. They are expensive, but you're also getting a lot for your money. So I wouldn't be shy about investing in an Apple Mac.
Hi, Jess. I want to buy a high-end phone outright, and although currently using an iPhone 5S, I'm not wedded to Apple. My main criterion is a very good camera. Also, ease of storing in cloud or hard drive and printing photos, ability to use apps without filling up phone storage, and ease of use and longevity. In other words, not going obsolete too soon. Mm-hmm. I'm technically hugely unskilled, but I'd like to become more independent of help from my adult children and more proficient at taking photos and printing them regularly, thus freeing my phone of a photo album.
Yes.
I hope the question's not too long. That's from Moira.
I cannot get enough of the detail there. Congratulations. That's the perfect text. What I would say to you is look at something like the Huawei P20. And the reason I would say that is because, firstly, you mentioned camera is important. And the camera on the P20 and the P20 Pro are stellar. The fact that you're saying you're not over technically minded and all that kind of stuff means that you probably won't need or fully appreciate the Pro aspect. So go for something like the P20. And what that does is it will tell you when your images are shaky or blurry, and it will assist you to ensure you're getting the most out of your photographs. You won't have the storage issues. Also, the compatibility with other things, it runs Android, so you can use, again, Google Photos. Google Photos Assistant will make albums, and then you can just print them, and life is glorious.
I've used Sony phones for about 20 years. Currently, I have an Xperia Z3. Is there any new premium Sony coming out, or should I bite the bullet and go for the P20 Pro as recommended by Jess? That's from Tim in Limerick.
There is a new Sony phone coming out. They launched it last week at IFA in Berlin. And I looked at it, and to be completely honest, and I said it on my show on Sunday, I just don't know that I care. Sony haven't wowed me when it comes to smartphones for quite some time. I think the last smartphone that really impressed me from them was the James Bond phone about 5 years ago. So my gut would say go with the P20 Pro, but there is a new Sony one due out any minute
okay.
now.
Someone else wants me to mention again the Vodafone N9, the 130 yes. euro one, mm-hmm. Which has all of those features. What antivirus would you recommend for a Dell laptop running Office 365 Windows?
AVG. So AVG. It's completely free. It's just a good thing to have on your device, whether it's a phone or a laptop, and then just run it when it pops up.
Ask Jess, what would be a good option to replace my Samsung S7? I want to go bill pay, but not with Vodafone, so I will be a new customer with another provider.
So again, take into consideration what you want your phone to do. So you said you're using a Samsung S7. Since the S7 has come out, there's been the S8 and the S9. To be completely honest, I was more impressed by the S8 than I was by the S9. There's since been the Note 9, which is the phone that I'm using.
You get good deals on the previous model, don't you?
You do. You really, really do. And I have to say, there wasn't a massive leap between the S8 and the S9. Of course, tomorrow, Apple are going to be showcasing their new iPhones. So watch this space
and
see
what
they have.
Top dollar.
They will. Well, there's talk and speculation that they may do a lower one, but I'm not going to hold my breath. But again, my top phone so far this year, if you want to start small, look at the Huawei Huawei P9 Lite, I think it is, or P Smart, sorry. If you want to go a little bit in between, go for the P20. And if you want to go high end, either look at the P20 Pro or the Note 9. There's plenty of options.
Last question. Have you heard of MSI brand of laptop? My son's starting engineering in college. He says he needs a high-powered one, 16 gigs of RAM, good graphics card, etc. From Tommy.
Yeah, so the MSI laptops are very, very focused towards the gaming. So graphic cards, a lot of RAM, all that kind of stuff. So if you are going to be multitasking, I have not reviewed one as of yet, but what I will try and do, if you can hold out, is try and get my hands on one between now and next Tuesday, and then hopefully have a review for you.